Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
At Livingston Machinery, our goal is to provide you with the equipment and parts you need, as well as the service you've come to expect. At Livingston Machinery, our extensive product lines include everything a farmer, precision farmer, contractor, or even a homeowner might need. Livingston Machinery is proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. Visit LivingstonMachinery.com or visit one of our locations in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
She's the tough lady of experimental wheat varieties. She's Ruby Lee, another OSU-developed wheat variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Ruby Lee puts up a great fight against hard-to-control diseases and holds up great to cattle grazing. And Ruby Lee is a crown jewel when it comes to putting yieldability and bread baking quality into one variety. You can bake on it. To learn more about Ruby Lee and other OSU-developed wheat varieties, log on to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Well, we had a really strong up day today in the corn and soybean futures contracts, which started the week off strong on Monday following that USDA report, which got the market in a bullish tone, and the funds in here buying the corn and beans, and not so much the wheat, but the corn and beans specifically. You know, Monday they lowered the yield to 154.4 on corn, and that really got the thing going. And then today we came out and the FSA prevented planted acres. Report was this morning, and they said the corn had about 3.4 million acres involved in the program, which basically means that we're going to have somewhere more around 94 million acres of planted corn overall for the U.S. You know, the USDA said about 97.7 was what they were looking for, and that lower number really got the market going. There's a lot of skepticism, though, on that number, but for now, that's pushing us higher. We're up about 17 cents here in the December corn, made new highs here. We're at 472 and a quarter. There's also a little bit of warmer weather here in the forecast that's gonna help keep things propped up for the corn futures. But overall, it's really just based on what the USDA and the FSA have said over the first part of this week.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what were some of the trends the traders were looking at today?
Soybean and wheat futures were stronger as well, but the soybeans were really strong here. We had September, which is now the new front month. They were up about 19 cents. And then the November new crop soybeans were up 26.5 at 1265.5. And that's about a dollar off the low from August 7th here, which was last week. So we've rallied really good here over the last couple of days. We've reached back up to that 62% retracement. If you go back from the low on the 7th through the high of about the first part of June. So we're hitting some retracement levels here. We're right at the moving average. The 50-day moving average for the November beans is about 1256. So we're a little bit over that. But there should be a lot of resistance in here, especially if the weather looks like it might improve. There's some talk that the overall crop could be hurt if there's an early freeze because it's a little bit behind schedule. But overall, it looks like there's going to be resistance here. And in my opinion, it could possibly get weaker. If we look at the wheat futures here, we're just slightly higher here. They're trying to follow the corn and soybeans higher, but kind of failing at it. Now, July 14 is back above $7, so that's a good sign. In the Kansas City wheat, we're about 7.06 and a quarter. And with planting just around the corner here in the next few months, and the rainfall we've gotten here in Oklahoma and western Kansas, things are looking okay for the 2014 wheat crop.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Taking a look at some of our market numbers from today. In our livestock markets, August live cattle were down 30 cents at 123.70. August feeders up 50 cents at 154.10. And October lean hogs were down 85 cents today at 87.30. Kansas City September wheat up 4.25 cents at 703. Chicago September corn up 16.75 cents at 481.5. And September soybeans up 18.75 cents at 1288.25. October cotton up 19 points today at 91.64 cents per pound. That's a look at your afternoon markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for Oklahoma Farm Report.com.